Hello and welcome to Cain & Company. I'm David Cain and I appreciate you joining me today. We're going to talk about something really important when you receive an internet lead, and that's how to prepare for that very first personal email. So let's get right to it. So you've received a request from a customer over the internet and you don't have a phone number. You can't text them, you can't pick up the phone and do the telephone call right away. So we've got to do a wonderful, engaging email. Well, so there are studies that I've read that talk about the fact that when we reach out to a customer, we're in an absolute battle for the inbox. We've got to get their attention almost immediately so that they, in that inbox, where candidly, very few people actually open emails unless it's a business email, we've got to make it all about them. So being first into the inbox is important, but being in there often is also important. But the very first thing you want to concentrate on is that subject line. So the subject line to a large point is actually that point of entry. It's the spark, it's the stimulant, it's what the customers are going to make the decision. Is this valuable to me and is it worth my time to even click on it? So candidly, a lot of the emails that we receive are coming from companies that we're not familiar with or we're not expecting. So if you look at your email address, a lot of times the customers don't know who it's from in the first place. They don't recognize your name, it may not say the name of your dealership, and they're in a position where they might evaluate it right away as, that's a stranger, if this isn't important, I'm just gonna either delete it or just let it sit. So we've got to provoke an opening, some stimulant in there. So things that have worked really well for our clients is playing to the emotion of the customer. So that very first subject line, I like to lead with the customer's first name. So Kim, comma, Kim, dot, 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 and then make it relevant about what they asked. So if they asked about the red Mustang, I want to put Kim, red Mustang information, or Kim, 2017 Mustang information. That way, Kim immediately, when she opens up her inbox, she's in a position to where she says, oh, I just asked about that. That must be for me. Then we don't have to do the tricks, and although they do work, like the RE colon, and then what it is, now we're in a position to where it is all about her, and in her precious moments of time, she's in a position to where she goes, I asked for it, here it is, I'm gonna open it. So simple ideas to play off the name of the customer, the spark of exactly what they're interested in, and I even like to put my name in the subject line, so from David at Cain Ford, and that way she's in a position to where she says, okay, emails from that guy are worth opening, so in future I might put Mustang video or would you question mark from David, and that's going to alert her that it's me and I'm doing marketing. So a lot of people call it follow-up. And the truth of the matter is, it really is marketing. If you really are going to be professional in your role as an internet salesperson, a B2C specialist, internet manager, you have to professionalize your craft. And you've got to always be honing your skills to where you want to improve. So you'll study the characteristics and then put yourself in a position to where that customer, over time, there's not so much guesswork going on. You build a cadence and you know what it takes to try to draw them out and to get them to engage with you. Then when we go to write the email, we have to understand the power of the first sentence. So I see a lot of time wasted in that first sentence by saying, my name is, I work here, thank you so much, we've won these awards, we're grateful, this is going to be the greatest experience. And then by the time they kind of brush all that aside, we finally get to the meat and potatoes of what they were looking for. So the fact is, if we can reflect immediately back to them what they were looking for, their level of engagement with that email goes up immediately. So, good example, hi Kim, I see you were interested in the price of the 2017 Mustang you saw on our website. that first sentence is what causes them to read the second sentence. So that's what's really critical. So if your first sentence strikes them immediately as valuable, they'll read on. So don't tempt them and don't make them go through the torment of having to read your resume, so to speak. You can bring that up later, but let's go ahead and entice them to keep reading. So hi, Kim, I see you're interested, or thanks for your interest in the price of the 2017 Mustang. Now I'm going to say my name. My name is David Kane. I work at Kane Ford, and here's the information that you were looking for. And then I'll spell that out. Additionally, I'll enrich the email and make it more engaging with a well-placed question. Do you drive a Mustang now? ? Have you had an opportunity to check out any videos? I've made one for you. You can click this link right here. Or I've put together the price, I've listed it. Does that work for you? Or does that meet your expectation? ? Those question marks, one or two in each email, is their alert that they need to engage. And a lot of salespeople will write an email and they'll say, just get back with me if you have any questions. Well, I'm not a fan of that phrase, if you have any questions. I like to entice them with, and if you're able to talk to me in just a few moments, I can tell you about the equipment level, what kind of incentives are available. If it's a used vehicle, I'd be able to tell you the history. I can tell you whether it's had any accidents. I can tell you about the previous owners because I traded for it myself. I want to use the email to sell a phone call. Additionally, I can use an email to sell a visit because that's a really critical outcome that we're obviously looking for. I like to put it in a more gentle phrase than, when can you come in? Or are you available to come in for a test drive today? I'd rather phrase it this way. Were you planning to stop by today? ? If so, I want to make sure I've got it ready for you, and I'll be sure to pull it out and have it right up front. I want to make sure they know that the experience is all about them. And a lot of our leads are coming from third-party sites, so I want to bring them to our website, so I'm going to put a link in there so I can bring them to my home online. That way we pull them out of the AutoTraderCars.com websites, and they're not engaged back with them, but they're engaged with our website. And if they find something else that they're curious about, just in case that one sold, we now have made that entrance into our own facility to where now we can keep them more engaged. So give it a try. Before you just hit send on your emails, make sure you study the subject line, build question marks into it, provide a link to the vehicle on your website, and to really hit the ball out of the park, focus on doing a walk-around video for 60 seconds to a minute and a half and really wow them to want to engage with you. Give it a try. I think you'll be very impressed. I'm David Kane, and I sure appreciate you joining me here on Kane & Company, and I'll see you next time.